It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
And with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college hoops this evening. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine is playing host to Evangel. Hello again, everybody, with Neil producing and engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. These are a couple of teams with a long, long history that is about to have the curtain drop. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. Bring you a little insight into the game, the starters, and then the tip-off of the ladies' game. That's the first of two. Guys' game coming up at 7:30, so stick around. Lots of college basketball coming your way. We'll be right back.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And in the background, you hear the national anthem played by the Benedictine Raven Regiman Band. I don't know, counting them up, about 37, 38 strong tonight, a reduced number because of the Courtside Cafe promotion are running here at the Nolan Gymnasium this evening. That all said, you can hear the public address announcer. He's beginning to introduce the starters to a really nice crowd on hand that continues to filter into the gym. Allow me to share them with you. First of all, for Evangel, the Lady Bauer. Coming into the game tonight, under second season head coach Preston Beverly. They enter the game with a 6-8 record overall, 5-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And they're going to be starting Micah Clayton. She is a 6-foot sophomore from Tulsa, Oklahoma, out of Southwest Baptist University. Lexi Berry is a 5'7 sophomore guard from Bolivar, Missouri. From Farmington, Arkansas, the 5'9 senior Alexis Roach. Out of Republic, Missouri, standing 5'8, Jazzy Kirby. She's a sophomore. And at the 5, Sarah Luombo. She's a senior, 6'2, out of the Congo. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and longtime head coach Jan Folsom in his 21st season. Benedictine coming into the game tonight at 6-9, 3-6 in conference play. They're going to be starting the 5 we've kind of grown accustomed to at this point of the season, beginning with Allie Kramer. She's a 5'7 junior from Nemaha Central High School. Out of Jefferson County North, 5'11 junior, Josie Weiser. Twyla Karis Quio. Twyla is a senior. She's 5'10 from Verona, Missouri. Out of Cape and Mount Carmel, standing 6'1, it's sophomore Jennifer Jacobs and Leah Raines. She's a 5'8 senior from Jeff West High School. Benedictine has been battling the way through some injuries, and they have some players who are on the mend. Coach Folsom hoping to get some of them back in the short term. But in the meantime, these Lady Ravens have kind of rallied around one another and playing some good team basketball here, Blake. Benedictine. This is going to be the 68th time these two teams have met in the conference. And it's going to be the last time they meet in the conference. Final regular season conference meeting between these two programs, because the Valor are going to leave the Heart and they are going to be moving to the KCAC starting next year. Benedictine will no longer play them. Evangeline in the traveling black uniforms with white, and Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle and jumping off for Evangeline, it's going to be Micah Clayton. For Benedictine, it's going to be Josie. The ball is up the tips away, and Benedictine will control it down. We're underway. Lady Ravens with the basketball will try to go backdoor, kick it over to the left side. Raines is thinking about the shot. Will drive into the lane instead, kisses it off the window. It's no good. Rebound tipped out. Twyla chases it down to the baseline, but it's going to get out of bounds. And back it will come to Evangeline. 14 seconds into the ballgame. Here comes Evangeline with her initial offensive possession here this evening. Top side with the ball. We're going to get Kirby. She'll drive left. Left-handed layup. A little bit soft. Offensive board in the lane. Has it stripped away. And Kramer's going to come up with a steal. Allie will weave her way into the forecourt. Double team. One-hand push pass over to Josie right in front of the Evangeline bench. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter of the pass into the middle for Jacobs is going to be batted free, stolen away. Up with the will come Evangeline. They'll quickly take it down the right side. Top sign with it is going to be Lexi Berry. She looks into the middle, has the ball knocked free. Scrum for the basketball. It's going to be tied up at the top of the key. And a jump ball, possession arrow to Evangeline. Again, Preston Beverly in his second season here at Evangeline. Coming into a good program. And he's done some nice things with it. They've been hovering around that 500 mark all season long. They'll have it over on the left wing. The shot clock moves into single digits. Backing in, twisting, turning, trying to get the shot off. And they will, and they're going to score. And Evangeline with a bucket by Peyton Accord is going to be the first team on the board here tonight. And now they're going to steal the Raven upcourt pass. And a back-to-back score, second by Lexi Berry. Lady Ravens very quickly go down 4-0. 8.5 to play here in the opening quarter. BC coast to coast. The layup is going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be JJ. She'll push it off on top. Reigns all alone, launching three, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Will be cleared down by Evangeline. Fowler into the forecourt with it, running down the right side, stepping inside the three-point circle, driving all the way to the left side. It's going to be rejected by Josie Weiser. Knocked away and out of bounds. It'll come back in again with 20 on the shot clock to Evangeline. Play being held up a little bit. Micah Clayton is up there getting those kids all laced up good and tight. I used to go with Chuck Taylor's, but nobody knew who those were, so much for dating oneself, huh? 8-10 to play in the opening quarter. Evangel with the basketball, leading Benedictine in this women's game by 4. Here's a 3. Make it by 7. The 3-point shot from the right wing dropped through by Micah Clayton. And Lady Ravens in a little trouble here early on, down 7-0, 2 minutes into the game. Left side with it is going to be Josie. Out on top, it'll go to Kramer. She asks Tryda to set the screen. Dish it over to the left side. Down to feed off the block, driving in. JJ underneath the hoop too far. Back out it's going to come. Reigns will take a baseline. Knocked away, saved by Karis Quillo. Benedictine with 8 on the shot clock. Josie's going to step to the top. 5 on the shot clock. Alley with it. 4 on the shot clock. A desperation 3 is in! And Benedictine is on the board with the 3-point shot by Alley Kramer. It is 7-3. Evangel, it's 7:20 mark of the first. Now, I will tell you, Evangel has changed a year ago their mascot. So you're going to bear with me, even a year out. I will guarantee you I'm calling them Crusaders at some point, maybe more than once tonight. My advance apologies for that. Here's a 3-point shot, dead away from the top. It's going to be wide to the left side. Twyla will pick it up on the court. Here comes Benedictine. Inside 7 to go in the opening quarter. Valor leading at 7-3. And up the floor with it. Ball's going to be stripped away from Kramer and taken away by Alexis Roach. Back up with it will come Evangel. The voice you hear in the background is Coach Beverly for Evangel. Ravens will stay with their player defense. That's pretty much what you're going to see from Coach Folsom. Unless this team finds themselves in some foul trouble. They are thin at the 5, by the way. Here's the 3 from the left side. Too strong. Rebounding down. Karis Quillo. Benedictine coming up the court. 6:25 to play opening quarter. BC trails it by 4. Driving down the right side. Reigns and her pass to the top is going to be lost. And the Ravens are going to go over and back. So Benedictine with the pass top side. It just gets away. And the Lady Ravens are going to make a duo of substitutions. Checking in for Benedictine are going to be Riley Wade, the 5'9 junior from Olathe, Kansas. And who else are they going to bring out there? They're going to bring Kennedy into the game, the 5'6 sophomore from Eisenhower High School down in Goddard, Kansas. We're approaching the 6-minute mark of the opening quarter. Fowler with the basketball, leading it by 4. Evangel works it top side over to the right wing, very near the 28-foot mark. Little crossover dribble, driving down the left side, coming off the screen. The ball gets loose, goes out of bounds. Benedictine is going to have it back. Nice job of defense for the Lady Ravens. And now you're going to see Evangel continue that full court pressure that we've seen in the early going. Kennedy will bring it up the court with no difficulty. Cross court pass underneath the reins. It's up and good. The assist. Josie Weiser and Aaliyah Rains will have her first points of the game. Benedictine within 2. It's a 7-5 contest at 5:40 to play in the first. Back over to the left side with it for the Crusaders. It's going to be Roach. She'll go into the lane, have the ball stripped out of her hands, and the defense, they're not going to call a trap. They're not going to call a block, really, or a foul. They're going to call it ultimately a travel. And that was excellent defense in the middle by BC, getting a hand on the ball and getting it back in their possession. 5.5 to go first quarter. Nicholson with it, still in the backcourt. Launches it left side. Back into the middle it goes. Over to the left corner. The baseline 3. Weiser off the mark. Rebound is going to be tipped out and saved by Riley. Wade will take it across the baseline. Feeds underneath. That was a thing of beauty as Wade, from beneath the goal, bounces it into the lane. Finds the cutter and Josie Weiser, who lays it up and in. Josie's first bucket of the game ties it at 7 until, as quickly as that, Roach goes to the other end and hits a 3. So the 7-7 ball game becomes a 10-7 Evangel lead at 4:50 to go in the first. And here's Jennifer Jacobs and layup at the baseline. Jacobs for 2. Her first points. Benedictine back within 1 at 10-9. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Happy to have you with us for women's college basketball. Now pushing and shoving and leaning and forcing the shot up, Micah Clayton. 12-9, Valor. And still, Evangel pressing all the way up the floor. Benedictine will break it, drive it down. Wade feeds left. Underneath the bucket, another 2 for Jacobson. When you give the ball in the middle, Jennifer Jacobs is A, tall, and B, very quick. Now the Ravens coming up with a steal. Reigns will drive the length of the court, puts it on this way, but it won't drop in. And we're going to get an Evangel timeout. Coach Beverly said, girls, you're running up and down, but you're not getting any points. We're going to take a break as they work on that. 4:05 to go. We're in the opening quarter here in the Nolan Gym. Your score, Evangel 12, Benedictine 11.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Happy to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. And directly we're going to be moving into evening, approaching 6 o'clock as women's college basketball. Ladies beginning at 5:30. Stick around. The guys' game coming up at 7:30 tonight. Coming out of the timeout, Evangel puts it in play. They made a couple of substitutions to the lineup. We'll pick them as they go, and it will include Sadie Chisholm. And now Chisholm's pass into the lane, stolen by Riley Wade, attempting to regain the ball. Alexis Kaufman will pick up a foul. Now, if you pay attention to Kansas players and athletes, Alexis Kaufman is a 5'11 senior for Evangel out of Mays High School. BC again working against the full court pressure. We'll launch it into the forecourt. In the game now for Benedictine is going to be Maddie Gerritsen. Let's set that Lady Raven 5. You've got Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer, Maddie Gerritsen, Twyla Carrasquillo, and Riley Wade. So Benedictine is a little bit smaller team right now. Here's a baseline shot. Gerritsen won't get it. Rebounded down Twyla on the floor between two defenders and got fouled. The foul is going to be on Evangel, and it'll be on Kaufman. So Alexis Kaufman, a moment ago, picked up her first foul. Now she's picked up her second. She has the only two fouls in the game by either team. And we're down at 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the opening quarter. BC's going to bring it in, and out on top, that's Kennedy with it. Nicholson goes to the right side. Driving in, Twyla loses the handle, and a break for Benedictine as an Evangel player steps in front of her and stumbles to the floor, and now she's a little groggy and a little slow about coming to her feet. A couple of her teammates aid her in coming back up to the upright position. You gotta wiggle that around in order to hear it. Did you get it happening?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
The magic touch, right?
I love it. Ravens bring it in. Gerritsen goes three. Again, too strong. 0 for 2. 3-point shooting for Maddie, just having come into the ballgame. It remains a 12-11 Valor lead. We're at 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The ball is going to be knocked away, lost out of bounds, and it'll be off Evangel. Tremendous quick hands by Kennedy Nicholson to create that turnover. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in play. BC will bring it up the court. Wade. Skip pass is going to be kicked out of bounds into the scorer's table from where Benedictine will be putting it back in again. Checking into the game now for the Lady Ravens. You've got Allie. Wait, you got... that's Allie out there yet. Okay.
Allie wearing those tight braids kind of throws me off at times.
You know, it's just different. Before, a year ago and even early in this season, she had the hair pulled back.
Right.
Not now. Skip past left side, and it's going to be stolen. It's a breakaway. Driving down the court. Layup. Missed. Getting her own rebound. Followed up and hit that time. Putting it in is going to be Sadie Chisholm for Evangel. Chisholm getting her first 2 points. It is now a 14-11 game. Ravens putting up a shot that's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Evangel. Jazzy Kirby comes up with that board. Kirby out of Republic, Missouri. Here's a feed to the right side. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped out. Going to be out of play. And which way is it going? Benedictine basketball.
Lady Ravens set to make a couple substitutions. You're going to see Reigns back into the ballgame and also in there Jennifer Jacobs.
Yeah, so Benedictine getting a couple of those original starters back. Can you want one of these or do you want me to run them for a bit?
I dig it.
You sure? Okay. Here we go on the other end. It's going to be up and good for Katie Gilbert. And that makes it 16 They're calling it a 2-16-11. They're making it a 2 for Katie. So it is 16-11. And now another steal. Chisholm back up. Got fouled that time.
That time we're going to see Twyla with the foul. She stepped in there, tried to impede the breakaway layup. And for Twyla, it's going to be her first. And for the Lady Ravens, let's burn a timeout.
Let's do it. We're going to take a break with Coach Folsom. We're at a minute 47 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. It is Fowler 16, Benedictine 11.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine is going to be on the floor with Wyla Carrasquillo and Kennedy Nicholson on the left side of the lane. On the right side, Jennifer Jacobs and Leah Raines. Running it out is going to be Allie Kramer. The free throw up and in. I tell you what, when you look out of the floor, you see Sadie Chisholm. You know the first thing I think, Gus? She's not very big. I mean, Sadie is a 5'4" senior from Hartville, Missouri. Second free throw is also good. So what does that tell you? You don't have to be 6 foot something to play basketball, right?
We've seen a lot of, you know, shorter players have some really good careers over the years.
Yeah. And as the Ravens come into the forecourt, Kramer gets double teamed as she goes across the timeline, pinned up against the scoring table, and then she's going to get fouled. Fisher's going to walk over and explain to Coach Beverly, hey, I'll call the fouls and you coach the team, okay, Coach? You know, Jazzy Kirby will get credit for that foul. It'll be her first and team foul 4.
And she was quick to make sure everybody was on the same page right there.
Yeah. There's no fooling around with this official.
Yeah.
It's not going to take much of that. Minute and a half to go. Opening quarter. BC with the basketball, but they're in the hole by 7. Raines will come toward the top. Pass in the middle. Jacobs loses the handle and kicks it back out on top where Raines is going to save it. Shot clock to 6. Here's Kramer. Tries to take a defender with 2. She's just going to have to throw it at the rim, and it kicks off no good. Rebound to go back down to Evangel. And Peyton Accord back the other way, driving the length of the court, and the layup is going to be good for Jazzy Kirby. Benedictine little jam here now. Suddenly down 20-11. I have this as an 8-0 run. The feed underneath, that's going to change. As wide open underneath, it's up and good for Jacobs. 20-13, but that 8-0 run did Benedictine no good at all. Ravens, until that shot, had missed their last 5 consecutive. Evangel with the basketball up top side.
I feel like there were a couple games last night that proved, you know, you can fight back from double digits in the last little bit.
Jennifer Jacobs going to pick up a foul. And you could be down double digits in the last couple, 3 minutes to come back.
I don't watch the NBA, but supposedly there was an NBA game last night that scored 7 points with like 2 seconds coming off the clock. That's difficult.
That's not easy. Well, Lady Ravens could use those 7 right now. It's down by that many with a half a minute to go in the first. Evangel's going to bring it out on top. Shot clock, game clock, a big separation between them, about 15, 17 seconds between them. To drive back over to the left side, looking into the middle, traveling with the ball, no whistle, but turnaround, fadeaway shot is up, but no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie. Here comes Benedictine with 20 to go in the first. Outlet over to the right side to Rain. She'll kick it out on top to Kramer. 14 seconds, 13 to go in the first. Kramer will ease her way to the right side, lose the handle, get knocked to the floor. Does she travel? Yeah. Yes, she does.
So you can slide across the floor as long as you don't do a revolution, but you can't go from a standing up position to the floor and not be whistled for a turnover. And right now, turnovers are kind of what's plaguing the Lady Ravens here in this first quarter.
Certainly. 8 already in this first quarter for Benedictine. That's, what, 32 in a night? That is about 2.5 times too many. We're down to 3 seconds, down to 2 seconds, down to 1 second. They're not going to get a shot away, and we have come to the end of the first. Timeout on the court after one quarter of the ladies' game here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Evangel 20, Benedictine 13.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Oh, there's that Raven Regiment playing in the background as these two teams huddle up around the respective coaches. Benedictine trailing in the ball game by 7 at the end of the opening quarter for Evangel. It is so well balanced. They've got 7 players who have scored on their way to that 20-point opening quarter, led by Micah Clayton with 5. Sandy Chisholm, 4, 3 for Alexis Roach, and in 2 apiece for Accord, Gilbert, Kirby, and Barry.
For the Lady Ravens, they put 4 players in the scoring column. They were paced by Jennifer Jacobs, 3 buckets on her way to 6 points, 3 for Allie Kramer, 2 apiece for Josie Weiser and Aaliyah Raines. And just sitting there thinking about all those names sound like starters. They are. The Lady Ravens yet to get a point off the bench tonight.
Evangel also shooting the ball well. They're getting good shots, high percentage shots, and it's been reflected in hitting 53% of their points.
You can read Harry Potter. His would be proud.
I know where he can get some. I know where he can get the whole series if he wants to read them. Here we go. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. The second quarter underway. Benedictine has 4 of its starting 5 out there right now. Here's a feed in the middle. It's going to be saved. Back out on top. It's going to come. Ravens right side. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They're not going to get a shot off. Benedictine fooled around so long with the basketball. There is such a thing as patience and working the ball and getting the shot and making that extra pass. Another thing to just run down 30 seconds and not look at the rim.
You know, but during that possession, I don't think the Lady Ravens even passed up what was going to be a good shot. There just weren't any shots. Yeah, I know. The whole...
What? Oh, I see the red light on now. I don't know.
Oh, now it's green. I don't know.
Okay. So back up top side. Here's a 3. Evangel, no. Rebound to go down is going to be Jonesy. Back up court. Benedictine. Allie Kramer will bring it up. Now it's going to be Weiser. Feet in the middle. Wade. Right side. Reigns. It's 3. Wide left. Rebound underneath. Lexi Berry. And here comes Evangel.
Right now, Evangel doing a great job on the defensive end, getting the boards, not allowing Benedictine multiple shots.
Ball is going to get away out of bounds, and Evangel will turn it over. You talked about a lot of turnovers by Benedictine. They're up to 9, but Evangel not way behind them. They've got, 6 turnovers in the game so far. Evangel's a hot team. Gus and Benedictine is not right now. Evangel coming into the game tonight, winners of 4 of the last 6. Coming off a loss to nationally ranked Clark in the last outing. Here's a driving layup. Is up a good Josie Weiser. And that is the first point of the second quarter.
For Josie Weiser, it's going to be 4 on the evening.
8:20 to play in the half now. Josie coming up with a steal. Skip pass up the floor. Kramer will drive, shoot, count it. Now it's 20-17, and the Lady Ravens are right back to within a single possession. We're at 8:11 to go in the opening half. So Evangel coming in, winners of 4 of the last 6. They lost to Clark, 68-50, down to the Ashcroft Center on Saturday. Over that stretch, they're averaging just under 70 points a game. So they have been able to score. Here's a 3-pointer for the baseline. It does not go in. Reigns clears it away.
Talk about 70 points a game. I have a feeling if a guy's team gets to 70 points tonight, they're going to be the victor. We'll talk about that a little later, but 2 of the better defenses in the conference, like 1 and 2, I believe.
I would say in both games, 70 wins. Oh, yeah. Ravens have it up top side. Aaliyah Raines gets it to Jacobs. Left side it goes. Kramer will launch 3. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound cleared away by Evangel and Micah Clayton. Jennifer Jacobs is just playing so well for this team, the sophomore out of Capen. If anybody had a nice KMC hat that they could be wearing around, it would be kind of nice. In fact, Jennifer, She's now in the top five in the conference in scoring through 15 games, averaging 51.6% from the floor, hitting 63 of 122 shots so far this year. And over the last three games, she's leading Benedictine in scoring at 12.3, shooting 53%. But what Jennifer's not going to do, she's not going to take silly shots, foolish shots, shots out of her range, shots that she doesn't feel like she's got a good opportunity to hit. She is a smart, smart player. Evangel trying to get the ball back in play. It's going to be slapped away out of bounds. And once again, it'll be Valor ball.
Yeah, we're 2 seconds away from 4 minutes since Evangel scored. Right? Their last bucket came with 101 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, have not scored yet in the second. And the ball comes in way out on top. They almost ran that 5 seconds down. Valor with the basketball. Start right, drive left, top of the key, looking into the middle. It's going to be Clayton. She's nowhere to go with it. Puts it up on top. 2 seconds, 1 second. And now a frustration shot. And that one hits the side. That should be put back in play, guys.
I hit the rim.
No, I hit the side backward. Did it? Did it hit the rim?
She almost made it. It hit right off the front of the rim.
Here's her pass way out on top. Benedictine in the forecourt. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. BC down three. Back it in. Twyla, they're going to call the offensive foul. That was a brilliant flop inside.
And Chad, where I'm at, right? We've had this semicircle for how long? And we got officials that still don't understand it.
That was drawn by another small player, 5'5" Sophie Sparks out of Fordland, Missouri. 6:20 to go in the half. Backing in, dropping a shoulder, taking about 3 steps. No travel called, and rebound cleared away by Twyla. Carasquillo coming up with the basketball, and Benedict going to bring it up the court. The outlet pass down the left side to Riley. Wade will drive it over to the top, swing around to the right side, keeping it above the three-point circle. Goes there to Weiser, who has the ball knocked out of her hand. She reaches out for it, touches it last. Again, it's going to come to Evangel. And Gus, here's what Evangel's doing. They swarm the ball. They're pressing coast to coast. You get across midcourt, they run that trap defense, and they work hard to try to pin you on the side.
So right now, Evangel hasn't scored in about 5 minutes, and the Lady Ravens haven't scored in 2 minutes. So
we're inside 6 to go in the half, and it remains 20-17. Another low-scoring effort, and now here's one underneath, and Evangel on the board to lay up by Alexis Roach. 22-17. 5:47 to go, first half. Neither of these teams setting the world on fire with their offensive skills. Here's the pass in the middle, and it's going to be thrown away by Reigns. Back up court with it, Evangel Chisholm. Takes it down the right side. Sadie goes into the middle, finds no room there, brings it back off on top. Now the backdoor pass is batted away by Josie. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Benedictine. 22-17, Valor in front of Benedictine with 5:28 to go in the half. Shot clock is going to be reset to 20. Inbound to the left side, baseline, uncontested three. It is up, and it is good. Sophie Sparks, 25-17. And again, the Lady Ravens trailing by 8. And again, that full court pressure, giving Benedictine some trouble. Jacobs will take it up the court, bounces it down low, and Josie gets fouled. They were not going to give up that uncontested layup.
I haven't seen this type of defensive play from Evangel since, you know, Leon Neal was at the helm, because like, this is an aggressive team. They're going to come at you with a full court press. They're going to be very aggressive underneath. I mean, like, they bring a lot of pressure at you.
Say, what they also bring at you is a lot of players. Sarah Luombo is going to come back into the game. Has Benedictine coming to the free throw line? Here's Josie. Her first of two, rims out, no good. It remains 25-17. Fowler with 5:09 to go in the half. Josie Weiser coming to the line here and looking at that second free throw. Josie, an 81.6% free throw shooter on the season, will hit the second one. It is 25-18. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter. Benedictine is going to apply a little pressure. Not the intense pressure we've seen from Evangel. The pass is going to break it into the forecourt. The lob pass down the left side, and Lady Ravens are going to go to the bench, and they're going to bring Michaela Bauman into the game. Michaela's a freshman from Blair, Nebraska. Here's a shot from the right side, no good. But we're going to get a foul, I suspect. Foul's going to be on Riley.
Where's Blair?
Where's Blair, Nebraska?
Up near Falls City, right?
Play, no, goodness me. We used to play football in Blair, Nebraska at Dana College. The Benedictine football team would go up there every other year. We played back and forth with Dana. Blair is probably 25 miles directly north of Omaha. So straight north of Omaha, just a tiny bit. 25-18, Evangel. Women's college basketball. The visitors will lead. Here's a feed underneath. Luamba shot and scores. Now, here's the thing. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 players for Evangel have scored. It is a 9-point lead. Out on top with it, BC. Ravens having a hard time with the Evangel defense. Kennedy Nicholson holding it up above her head. Will drive into the lane. Goes down the right side. And as there is contact just above the block, a foul will be called on Sophie Sparks. And for Evangel, it's a good gamble, okay? You bang around a little bit. You have some contact. But ultimately what you have is, you know, you either defend or you give up a free throw. So I'll take that. Two team fouls apiece on these clubs. Inbound is in on the right side. Brains will have it. Goes over to the right to Nicholson. Kennedy looks into the middle. Comes back on top and down to the baseline. They try to get it to Jacobs, but it's going to be slapped away by Alexis Roach. Benedict will have it in play at the baseline right in front of the Sidewalk Cafe with 13 on the shot clock and 4:13 to play in the half. Nicholson doing the inbound for BC. Comes to the free throw line. Jacobs puts up a shot. The defender knocks both of them to the floor. Shot is missed. Rebound, Evangel. Benedictine. Their shooting percentage now has fallen to 42 on 8 of 19 shooting.
And the problem is right now the Lady Ravens' last bucket came at 8:08. Now we're just under 4 to play here in the first half.
Here comes Nicholson bringing it up the floor. And again, Evangel's defense really, really good. The kick will go over to the left side. Maddie Garrison beats in the middle. Jacobs gets double teamed. Her hook shot rolls in. Count it, plus one for JJ. No, they're going to stay on the floor.
And they're going to say the block occurs, put the ball on the floor, and then put the bucket up. So wipe the shot, and the ball is going to come on the baseline.
Shot clock is going to be reset to 20 with 3:38 to go in the half. And for Evangel, another new player coming into the game. We've not seen Emma Mullings in yet. So Emma will come into the game. Here it comes into the right side. Ravens will feed it. Free throw line. Jennifer back to the left. Kennedy for three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Evangel clears it down. Micah Clayton pulls down the rebound. Kicks it up court to Chisholm. Chisholm will start to the left side. Bring it back to the right. Evangel's got three very small players and two very tall players out there right now. And here's a pass all the way across the baseline. It's going to escape, get out of bounds, and back it will come to BC. 3:16 to go in the half. Foul is going to be, well, they're going to say a foul on that last play, and here comes Benedict with the ball in. 27-18, Fowler in front. You know what I said? It's going to 70 will win it. 60, maybe, wins this game tonight. Ravens at the free throw line to Jacobs. She'll go right, backs in, twist, turns, the defender's right in her pocket, goes back over to Nicholson. She'll drive into the lane. Look at her push off with a free hand, put a shot up, miss it. Getting her own rebound and brings it back off on top. 2:45 to play in the half. Jacobs falling down, puts the shot up on balance, not even close. And rebound. Oh, thank you. The rebound comes back to Evangel. They're up the floor with it. Here's a shot from the top. 3 seconds is the call on Sarah Luombo.
And the official turned, pointed at the guilty party and said, that was you.
That was you. That's not my size. Is that my size?
Yeah, maybe. And Coach Beverly is asking a little explanation. The official said, she never tried to come out.
I like it. The explanation for a 3-second violation is she was in there for 3 seconds.
Right.
I mean, it's no more complicated than that. 2:15 to go in the half. Benedictine with the basketball in trouble down 9. Unable to get any points on the board. Feed over to the right side. Jacobs will go in and up. And again, the defender with a flop. Did you see that this time? The official did not bite.
Yeah, and 8 points now for Jennifer Jacobs.
From the outside, a three is up. No good. Rebound. Reigns. Benedict's in up court with the basketball. Down to 1:50 to go in the half. It is a 27-20 Valor lead. BC will feed underneath. The shot is up. Get it. Plus one for Riley Wade.
What a job right there by Riley Wade. As she got underneath, she got her defender in the air, leans into her, powers through, hits the shot, and now we're going to see her looking to complete the conventional three-point play, and the Lady Ravens looking to bring three players in. Only problem is they're going to have to wait till the free throw to get the third one in.
Nicholson coming out of the game.
Oh, thank you.
Also coming out of the game, Garrettson, no. Coming out of the game also for Benedictine is going to be Bauman, Michaela Bauman. The free throw by Riley Wade is good. And it's now 27. No, that can't be right. They got the bucket and the free throw. It should be 23. There we go, 27-23. I had enough scoreboard issues in the last day. Here we go down the right side. Minute and a half to go in the half. Evangelo with a basketball, leading it by four now. They'll work toward the baseline, spin, falling away. The shot is up, crawls up over the rim, and good for Lexi Berry. Her fourth point of the game. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
It is 29-23.
There we go.
75 seconds to go in the first. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. Outlet pass down the left side. Clayton, she will drive in, goes up, gets two more. Clayton with seven. And it's now 31-23. We're good. 1 minute to play, and a foul on the upcourt play by Evangel.
So Evangel racking up a few fouls here right before the half. They've got six in this first quarter or the second quarter, and it's going to bring Allie Kramer back to the free throw line.
Now, here's what happens: you play that aggressive defense. Sometimes, you know, if they're not calling a lot of fouls, I mean, it's really, really successful. But if you find a group of officials to call foul, then you could get into trouble. Kind of like Kramer's free throw there. That was trouble because it went under the rim. Coming up a couple of feet short. This one is on its way, and it's going to hit the front and bounce up and in.
Free throws are a muscle memory thing. In the first one, she said, oh, that's not right. And the second one drops it right through there for her sixth point of the game.
Ball's going to be stolen by Reigns. Here comes Benedict in the feet in the middle of back door. Back in. Dish back. Feet across. Shot is up. Good!
Knocking that one down to Twyla. Yeah, that was a nice possession where the Lady Ravens got the shot. But too many passes. You had three players that did not want to take that shot from 2 feet.
The feet in the middle is going to be knocked away again by Kramer. She gets reached in on. No foul called. Benedict coming out of the court. The ball is going to go out of bounds. Coach Beverly is yelling out of the court at his team. He's not happy. He says, help him out there a little bit. And Evangel with the shot clock off is going to walk it up the floor. They want to go into the locker room leading by at least five. They're in front of 31-26. 17. 15 seconds to go in the first. Now the ball is on the floor. Tied up. There's your jump ball called. Back it will come to Evangel.
So that's a big jump ball right there, right? Now you're going to burn the jump ball out of the half. And so, as long as we don't see another jump ball, the Lady Ravens are going to get the ball to start the second half.
Katie Gilbert's going to come into the game. Now you got to remember, Katie only has a couple of points, but she's a transfer from Drury. So she stayed right in town, but just went across. 12 seconds left. Skip pass over to the left side. It is to Gilbert. Now they'll feed to the baseline. Drive it in through two defenders. The shot is up and misses. And a rebound. And we got a foul on Peyton Accord.
Yeah, Accord using her size. She was going up for that board, but the problem was going over the back, committing the foul. It's going to be her second. And that's a tough foul right here before the break. It's going to be her second. It's also going to bring Evangel back to the free throw line, or Benedictine back to the free throw line. Is that the sixth foul against Evangel?
Yeah, Evangel's gotten, as you talked about a moment ago, Evangel's gotten himself in a little bit of foul trouble here in the late going of the second quarter. Back out of the game is going to come Kate Gilbert. She didn't last very long. They're going to get Connor Patton out there. She's out of, Gus, one of your favorite towns, Blue Eye, Missouri. Now, if you tell me you know where that's at, I would have to.
Do you know where it
I
is?
I have to call you on. No.
I feel like we've seen a sign for it, but we've also drove.
No,
a
I
lot
have
of
no idea. Reigns free throw. First one is in there. Benedictine has gotten themselves right back in this game at the free throw line here in the last few minutes. Down to 31-27.
If we can't find it, but I know internet doesn't work in this building.
Not very well. Second free throw. Rims all the way around. No good. And on the rebound, a jump ball. Now Benedictine is going to lose their possession to begin the second half. However, they'll have 2 seconds to get the ball in play from beneath the goal. Hey, we've got Coach Eckert in the house, I think.
Yeah.
Here comes Benedictine, looking to bring it in 2 seconds. It looked in, comes out on top. Kennedy squares. It's three. Won't go, and it's halftime. We'll be back here in the Nolan. Sure. Wrap up the first half for you as the two teams go to the locker room in the ladies' game. It is Evangel 31 to Benedictine Lady Ravens 27.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium there. They're doing a few little fun games with the students in attendance here this evening, kind of entertaining the troops at halftime. Don't forget, they're doing the Sidewalk Cafe here on the south end of the gymnasium. You can come in and get a meal, watch the game from courtside level, get a little table, get service. Kind of nice. Speaking of kind of nice, guys, kind of nice the way the Lady Ravens battled back in the late going of that opening half as they found themselves trailing quite a bit, down by as many as 8 points. But some fouls by Evangel and some timely free throw shooting allowed Benedictine to crawl back into this thing, trailing it only by 4 here at the break.
Yeah, you start looking at a handful of things for the Lady Ravens here in the first half, and turnovers, I think, is the one thing you have that's going to jump out at you, right? Coaches want to keep that number under double digits, and they really want to keep it under 15 over a 40-minute span. Benedictine turned the ball over 13 times in the first half. Evangel wasn't a whole lot better. They had 13 turnovers in the first half. Points off of the turnover, Lady Ravens able to get 10 points off of those 11 Valor turnovers. And for Evangel, they turned those 13 Benedictine turnovers into 17 points. 15 rebounds apiece for both of these teams. 10 of those being defensive rebounds for Benedictine, 5 offense, 11 defense for the Valor, 4 for Evangel. Thank you, sir.
Anyway, and the Lady Ravens, thank you. The Lady Ravens are a really good shooting team, but they haven't made very good shooting here tonight. They've been okay from the inside, but from the perimeter, where they usually are able to put some points on the board, they've done nothing from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the numbers, 27 total points here in the first half. 20 of those have come in the paint from behind the arc. They're 1 of 10. You know, so I don't think those are numbers that Coach Folsom's going to be happy with. You know the other number that he's not really going to be happy with? I know it's only 4 of 7, but 57% from the free throw line. You got to hit a little higher clip than that. Evangel only came to the line twice in the first half, knocked in both of their free throws. They went 3 of 8 from behind the arc.
Okay, let's spin this for just a minute before we, you know, get out and take a little break here. But we're talking about the numbers that Coach Folsom is not going to be very happy with. Is there a number that he's going to like as he looks at these up and down? I'm going to be right up front with you. I'm not seeing one.
I see one.
Okay. Is it?
No. The number four. As badly as the Lady Ravens played, I think, in coach's mind, you're only down four, right? Evangel had a chance to build, and I kept looking at it. I'm like, all right, it feels like they should be able to build on this because the Lady Ravens had long lulls of not scoring. And Evangel just wasn't able to build any kind of a lead. Coach Folsom's team was able to hang around, fight in to that nine-point lead, get it down to four here at half. And so I think for Coach Folsom and his staff, they're going to go in and be a little, you know, not happy, but a little less dissatisfied with only being down four here at half. Real quick, we can look at the scoring for both of these teams. For Evangel, they put nine players in the scoring column. They were beat by Micah Clayton with her 7 points. It was a five-point first half for Alexis Roach. Scoring then dropped down a little bit to Sadie Chisholm coming off the bench with four. Lexi Berry, a starter, she had four. It was a three-point effort in the first half for Sophie Spark. Two apiece for Jazzy Kirby, Sarah Luombo, Katie Gilbert, and Peyton Accord with 2 points. For the Lady Ravens in the first half, six players got in the scoring column. Five of those were starters. Leading the way was Jennifer Jacobs, the Wichita product, put up 8 points in the first half. Allie Kramer with six. The Josie Weiser with five. Three for Riley Wade. Three for Aaliyah Raines. Two for Twilight Carrasquillo. For Riley Wade, she is the only bench points that the Lady Ravens were able to muster in the first half. So, that all said, they go to the locker room. You circle the wagons up a little bit. Say, ladies, we're going to play a little bit better in the second half, and you can win this game against a pretty good Evangel team. Yeah, and for the Lady Ravens, again, this is kind of that tough portion of the schedule. We've talked about it. You opened with Central Methodist. You had Granby. You've got Evangel. Saturday doesn't get much easier. You're going to go to the Cook Center and take on Mid-America and head coach John Lewis. Next week, you go to Missouri Valley, a place where some of the wildest things have happened when we talk about, isn't that crazy? You talk about stories of Benedict and Lady Ravens basketball over the last 10 years. I feel like five of those stories come in Marshall, okay? So this is a tough portion of the schedule for the Lady Ravens. And, again, you just kind of have to weather this storm.
Anytime you got a place named the Volney C. Ashford Gymnasium, you never know what's going to happen over there.
Yeah, I mean, I hear there's Hall of Fame pictures on the wall.
I tell you what, some
of them
are
people,
famous,
right?
People. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a bit of a break right here. Again, with the Raven Regiment playing in the background, the men's team's out of the court warming up. Don't forget we have men's college basketball coming up after the ladies' game with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. Stick around and join us for that one as well. But right now, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the women's game live. But with the intermission score, Evangel 31, Benedictine 27. We're kicking it back to our men in the Care Radio Sports Studio, where they have put together for you the best halftime ever.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go to the second half of this evening's women's college basketball game here on CARE Radio. Valor leading the Benedictine Lady Ravens 31-27 as we get set to go to the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil and Brandon. They're doubling up on us. Back at the CARE Studios, engineering it all. Over. Yeah. We need all the help we can get, though, right?
Yeah.
Gus Couch with me to my left. Cohen is over there. Cora is over there. Ren is over there. Romy's over. We got it covered, okay?
We got a basketball team up
here. How good is that? Benedictine coming out of the court. Lady Ravens in the home whites and Evangel in the traveling black uniforms. And Benedictine is going to get that original starting five out on the court to begin the second half. For Benedictine, it's going to be Kramer, Weiser, Karis, Quillon, Jacobs, and Reigns for Evangel. I don't think it's going to be their original five. I think it's Coach Preston Beverly's made a couple of adjustments. We will pick those up as we get underway. That said, we're set to go.
He's going to bring in Pete DeCord instead of Luombo. Leave Kirby, Roach, Barry, and Clayton in there. So you really, know, your only change is bringing 33 in instead of 20.
You know, Evangel hit 3 3-point shots in the first half. Benedict can hit only one, but Evangel's not a 3-point shooting team, okay? They work the ball into the middle. They don't like the three. Here's a shot from the lane. Blocked by Reigns. They're going to call a jump ball.
Like it.
Okay, only Baker, Peru, and Park have made fewer 3-pointers this year than Evangel. In 14 games, 68 threes. They're only hitting 25% from outside. The worst shooting percentage from the outside in the conference.
Yeah, but the difference is Evangel's good. Those other teams are not so good.
Yes.
Right?
Benedictine coming into the forecourt on the long pass. So that time they're going to look to break the pressure. They're going to quit trying to dribble the ball up, and they're going to break it with the outlet pass. Here's Jacobs with it. Back to Josie, whose 3-point shot will not go down, and the rebound cleared away by Evangel.
That was huge.
Here's the Valor. They'll drive left. Shot blocked from behind by Josie Weiser. Because that's dangerous business, trying to block jump shots from behind, but she came away with it cleanly. Knocked out of bounds, and I don't know. Grandpa Folsom almost had that on his plate down there, but here's a driving shot. Up and off the back glass and good.
That time, Micah Clayton in the lane. She has 9 points. Vandal pushes that lead out now. 33-27.
We're down to 8:55 to go. Benedictine has not yet scored in over a minute into the second half. Final will happen on the left side of the free throw line. Drives in, and she was wide open to go in, guys, but quick hands by Peyton Accord. She reached in there, got a hand on that thing, and snapped it away. And the bellowing that you hear out here, that's Coach Beverly that you hear in the background. Yeah, that's Coach. I don't think there's any secret about what he's calling out there. 15-footer, J.J. No, rebounding back down, Evangel.
He's asking the official, how do you miss that? How?
How do you miss that? A lot of coaches have asked that question. Here's a baseline shot, and Micah Clayton, Gus, is lighting it up. She's in double digits, and Benedictine, they're going to take a timeout.
Chad wanted it. Now
they're not going
to do
it. They come all the way down the court. J.J. in trouble, dribbles it back out. Not her job. Gets it over to Kramer. Right side is going to go to Weiser. Josie looks into the middle at 8:15 to go in that third. Josie works baseline, comes back out on top. Picked up by Clayton. There's the switch. The feet underneath to Josie. Got double team. Dumps it over to the left. Back out to the top. Weiser behind and said they're going to take the 12-footer off the window for Reigns and Good. Now, Benedictine will take their timeout, and we're going to take it along with them. With precisely 8 minutes to go in the third quarter here in the Nolan Gym, it's Valor 35, Lady Ravens 29.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Welcome back here to Women's College Basketball at Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine coming out of the timeout is going to pick up the defense just at midcourt. Evangel get into the forecourt and swing it over to the left side. Goes down to the left block, back and into the lane. Twyla cuts it off. The kick back, jump shot on his way. It's good. Gus, two more. Micah Clayton, she is putting up conference POW numbers.
Well, right now they like what's happening with Clayton. She goes like she's going to the low block. She stops and she kicks out to that mid-elbow range and knocks in about that, 10-footer.
Benedictine back on offense, trailing it by 8, 37-29. Little give and go underneath, and it's going to be off Jacob's hands, but reaching in to knock it away from her is going to be a cord. In fact, will come to Benedictine at their baseline.
They're going to have it underneath their own bucket, but 11 on the shot clock. Going to have to be aware of that.
BC still got his starting five out of the court. Kramer looking in, needs some help, gets it into Weiser, tips it out on top to Twyla. The defense is so aggressive. I'm impressed with how they're playing here tonight. Shot clock to 3, shot clock to 2. They're not going to get this thing off. And now they do, and Benedictine misses the shot. They get the rebound. Jacobs goes up, and she is going to draw a foul in the middle. This whistle is going to be on Peyton Accord. I've got her now for 3. Or is that her third? So Peyton Accord picks up the personal foul. Indeed, it's going to be her third.
Here we go.
And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer is a decent free throw shooter, 75.8%. First one, it's up, it's in.
So Jennifer Jacobs with that bucket, that's her first free throw of the ball game. She's got 9 points. We'll try to get into double figures here.
7:02 to go in the third quarter. Jennifer sends this one up. The right-hand shot, perfect. Give her both of them, and Benedictine is back to within a half a dozen at 37-31. Out of the ballgame for Evangel will go Peyton Accord, checking back into the game. Alexis Coffin. Coffin with a little foul trouble. She had a couple very early in the game. Here comes Evangel in the lane. Did see that shoulder drop? Was there no foul call? There it went. I'm like, she dropped a shoulder, just dove in and dug it into Reigns' midsection. And they're going to call a foul on Reigns? Is that what's happening here? Really remarkable.
So, they're going to change it to 21, and that's a big foul. So they're going to call against Twyla, and for her, that'll be now her third foul.
Coming to the free throw line is Sadie Chisholm, and this one is up and not going to go in. Sadie, the 5'4" senior from Hartville, Missouri, averaging 7 points a ball game at the free throw line. She's 34-44 this season. That's good for just over 77%. Chisholm, 2-2 at the line before that one, and this one is going to be good, so she'll be 3-4 tonight, has 5 points, and she pushes the Valor lead to 38-31. We're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go, third quarter. And again, Benedictine is allowed to get the ball in play, but immediately then, the defense steps up, they double the basketball, it's still in the backcourt, they'll bring it across on the lob. Benedictine in the forecourt. Ravens have got Bauman back in. Driving down low, the feet in the middle. Jacobs goes in, goes up, and just a power move for the 6-footer from Capen High School.
Jennifer Jacobs putting together a good third quarter here. She's now up to 12 points on the evening.
6:25 to go in the third, 38-33. Ravens trailing. And Evangel back up the floor with the basketball. Working around to the left side, it's going to be Chisholm. Bounces it down to the baseline where it is going to be lost. And out the hands of, is that Luombo? It is. Benedictine will have it back in.
Coach Beverly is a animated coach.
Yeah, he is. We're going to see another one Saturday. Another animated coach.
Animation.
Yes. We're talking like Warner Brothers, maybe Looney Tunes. 6 minutes to play. Third quarter, Benedictine with the basketball. And again, the Ravens, we mentioned, down by four at halftime, trailing here by five, but still certainly in this game. Contact with it is going to be Michaela Bauman. Gets it over to Jacobs. Jacobs comes up to the high post, kicks it over to Kramer. She'll drive to the right. The give and go underneath. A bit of an interior move, and the lamp is up and good. And Jacobs with two more. This is how she gets the big numbers that she comes up with.
Right,
she hits those shots.
Now the shot at the baseline up, no good. Rebound over the back against Evangel. And it might be the second on Katie Gilbert. But for the Lady Ravens, they're very thankful for the scoring they're getting from Jennifer Jacobs, because right now she is the scoring here in the second half. She has 6 second-half points. Aaliyah Raines is the only other Lady Raven with any second-half points.
Benedictine into the forecourt. Here is Riley Wade with the basketball. The lob underneath to Jacobs. She'll go up, and it was too far underneath. Gets her own rebound. Defenders coming down, hanging on her. She follows it up and in. They're going to wave it off and call a foul prior to the shot.
Yeah, this one might be against Luombo. And it is. So it's going to be the first against Luombo to go along with her 2 points tonight. Checking back into the ballgame for the Lady Ravens, we're going to see Kennedy Nicholson. She'll be in there to replace Allie Kramer.
Sophie Sparks is going to come in for Evangel. We talk about you don't have to be a big player for Evangel. Sadie Chisholm, 5'4". Sophie Sparks, 5'5". They've had Emma Mullings in. She's 5'4". So, Evangel, not afraid to put these smaller players in. And now Luombo is going to lose the missed Benedictine shot out of bounds. Looking for the defensive rebound. It'll come back into BC with a shot clock of 15.
When you talk about the bigger players, the 5 position in the conference, You think of Evangel, right? And you think probably one of the best to do it in all of America. Shalitha Page.
5:14 left in this third quarter. Benedictine's going to bring it out on top to Jacobs. He's at the free throw line. Swings it over to the left to Riley Wade. Wade will go top of the key, drags the foot, travels with the fall. That was a good call.
You know what Larry would tell you? That was 20 years ago. Right? It probably was.
Probably ever been in that. Yeah. 5:07 to go in the third quarter.
Lady Ravens have pulled it to within 3, but never been able to just tie it back up and retake a lead.
But she still was not as good as Natasha Neal.
Two of them together were scary.
Here's a 3, launched and hit by Alexis Coffin, her first point of the game. 10 players for Evangel have gotten into the scoring column now, and it's 41-35. Valor on top at 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Swing pass over to the right side. Brains has it. Give and go underneath again. Jacobs, couple of head fakes later, can't get the shot away. Bauman, left side, Kennedy. Nicholson's 3 is short, and a rebound cleared away by Evangel. Here comes the Valor. They'll race down the court. Skip pass, right side, up and good. And that was a 5-4-5-5 player. Gusted out, ran everybody to the other end of the court. Benedictine going to ding another timeout? They are, and we will also. A break of the action. We're at 4:10 to go in the third quarter. It is Evangel 43, Benedictine 35.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we welcome you back here to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus, Lady Ravens coming out on the court with Kennedy Nicholson, Michaela Bauman, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Raines. There's a Benedictine 5 at 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Coming out of their timeout, Lady Ravens find themselves again trailing by 8. They've been able to cut it to three, and Benedictine has never had a lead in this game. Last time it was tied was back at seven. Here's a pass coming out on top. Reigns will start to the left side. Gets double teamed. They'll bring it off on top. Go back door. The shot by Wade goes up. She's fouled and knocked to the floor. And that's going to be another foul. The third of the game now, as I've got it, for Katie Gilbert.
Yeah, Katie Gilbert's going to get her third foul to go along with what she got, 2 points tonight. So
right. Yes, I am.
Rough night for her, but the Lady Ravens coming back to the free throw line. It is going to be Riley Wade. Wade does have one free throw so far tonight.
Riley is an 80% free throw shooter.
Is it just me, or is this third quarter kind of dragging?
It's been taking a while. We still got 3:52 to go. Now Benedictine's going to bring Twyla back into the game, and Jacobs will come out. Free throw here. It's up. It's good. So Riley Wade brings Benedictine a little bit closer. It's 43-36. She'll take her time and eye it up. The second one, airborne, gets them both. 43-37. Back down court, the ball's going to be stripped away and lost out of bounds. Touched last by Sadie Chisholm. So Evangel getting a handle of that ball. It will come back in again to Benedictine. There's a little guys down there with the floor towels. Are they there also to kind of guard the diners? BC has it out on top, and we're going to have... See, there's the foul that was not being called earlier. When they double up the ball, Evangel brings in a little contact with it almost every time, and that time the foul is going to be called on the Valor.
It's going to go against Alexis, and that's going to be her third. And so Evangel, a team who you talked about in the pregame, not a deep team, starting to get themselves in a little foul trouble.
Yeah, that's three on Coffin, three on Gilbert, three on Accord.
And we still have 3.5 minutes left in the third.
And more importantly for Benedictine right now, they've only committed one third quarter foul. This is the 15th foul of the quarter, which means the Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line for the balance of the third. Free throw here is up and in for BC. And give that point to Allie Kramer. Allie averages 8.5 a ball game. She's a 72.5% free throw shooter coming in here tonight.
Well, she's got 7 points, and she's 2 of 3, now 2 of 4 from the free throw line.
That one coming up a bit short, 43-38, Evangel. Here's a breakaway, the layup missed. Offensive rebound, missed. Rebound on the floor, Lady Ravens are going to take it away. Picking it up is going to be Kramer. She walks the tightrope, and they're going to say she steps on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. She knew she was right on the verge, did everything she could to stay in play and keep her balance.
And right there, Coach Bolson wanting a little bit of a bump because as she was flying up the court, Evangel player kind of gave her a little bit of a body, but no whistle, and it will be a turnover for the Lady Ravens.
Alexis Roach is going to put the ball in play it again. Here comes the Valor with 3:20 to go in the third quarter, leading it by 5. They'll come up top side with it. Getting it there to Patton. The feed over to the right block, back and in, twisting, hook shot, no, rebound, Benedictine. Coming up with it is going to be Kramer. Here comes the Lady Ravens. Allie kicks it across at the logo. We're at 3 minutes to go in the third. BC with a basketball, they're down by 5. Kramer will have it at the top, a little bit of a right-hand dribble, draws 2 defenders. You see the 5 come up and chase here at the top, guys? That's just unheard of. Now driving in, Nicholson has her cross-court pass deflected, and as she comes up the court, we get a whistle.
That's one of those frustration fouls right there by Kennedy Nicholson. She's upset the ball got away from her. Nothing was called, so she said, all right, let's push the envelope a little bit, see what's going to happen. For her, only her first foul. It will stop play, allow Kennedy to check out of the ball game and bring back in.
Couldn't let the trainer check her nose, too. She's over there holding on to it. She got hit right on the old proboscis.
So it's going to bring Aaliyah Raines back into the ball game.
Evangel, an uncontested baseline jump shot is good for Roach, her 7th point of the evening. 45-38, Evangel by 7 at 2.5. And now, inbound pass is stolen. Evangel with a basketball, and again, guess the speed of those small guards.
How about this? We've seen 30 combined turnovers tonight and 33 points off the turnover tonight.
Skip pass to the right side. It's going to be knocked away. Riley Wade scrambling for it. Now Josie dives on it. Players diving on top of her. They are not stopping us. This is insanity. Finally, a jump ball called.
Coach Beverly's up.
That was nuts.
I wanted to time out. Officials said, no.
Nobody had control of the ball. There were five, count them, five players on the floor just reaching and grabbing and pulling from the ball.
So Evangel is going to retain possession. They're going to get the ball underneath their own bucket, but only 8 seconds left on the shot clock as it does not reset. 2:06 left here in the third quarter as the Valor lead the Ravens 45-38.
Jacobs coming back in for the Lady Ravens. It comes in. The three goes up, and the three is in. From the right side, Sophie Sparks hitting her second three of the game, pushing the lead now to double digits for the first time. It is 48-38 Evangel, and we're inside 2 minutes to go in the first or in the third quarter. The ball over to the far side, and the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds. It's for Benedict and Gus. We talked about the turnovers early in the game. Turnovers continue to plague this team. That's their 18th.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle with the turnovers here tonight for both of these teams, right? 18 for the Lady Ravens, 14 for the Valor.
You're in the way.
I get it. I hear that all the time.
Minute 49 to go, third quarter. Benedict will pick up the defense at midcourt. And Evangel will walk it up the floor. Sophie Sparks breaks it down with a shoulder-high right-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the left side to Connor Patton. Patton's passed down to the baseline, knocked away for a moment. Saved by Evangel. The three is launched, and it's off the window. She missed it so far that it hit the glass, and Patton has her first points of the game.
Now the upcourt pass, not free, stolen away, and the layup up. Good for Evangel. That was Sophie Sparks. We're going to get a timeout, Coach Folsom. That's a big one. He's down to one left.
Taking a break. A minute 21 to go in the game. Lady Ravens in a jam. Valor 53, Benedictine 48.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
As we come back here to the Nola Gymnasium, Gus, Benedictine so far tonight has played, what, eight players, right?
Yep, fair.
Evangel has had 11 different players score this evening.
Yeah, and right now for the Lady Ravens, we talked about it at the break, that it was huge for Coach Folsom to draw that thing to four. It was a four-point game at half, but here in the third quarter, Evangel's been able to push that thing all the way out now to a 15-point lead. Still 81 seconds left in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball in the backcourt, but again, going to cut down on the turnovers, and I think that's what Coach Folsom is going to talk about after the game with his team, because you're going to play an attacking-style defense again on Saturday with Mid-America.
Yeah, it'll be rather similar in style of play.
Except better athletes.
Better athletes, more experienced coaching.
Yeah.
We're down to a minute to play in the third quarter. Driving down is going to be Kramer. Has the ball knocked out of her hand. She falls to the floor. No fouls called. And it's out of bounds back to Evangel. Kennedy Nicholson will come back in for Josie. They've got Reigns, Nicholson, Karis Keough. You've got, Jacobs. And here comes Evangel. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Way out top side with it. They'll swing it back over to the left. It's going to be Alexis Roach to the top. Back right side, Clayton. She backs in, twists, takes a few steps, puts it off the window and somehow scores it. Micah Clayton. That's a lot of movement of the feet down
like
there.
Euro step plus a couple, right?
8 in the quarter, 15 in the game now for Micah Clayton. 55-38. Lady Ravens are, I don't know how you come back from down 17. I know how you come back from down 10 with a couple of minutes to go, but I don't know how you come down from 17. Here's a three for Twyla, way short, and Evangel's going to get the last shot of the third. They come down the court, into the lane, The ball batted away. Look at that defense down there by range. She was not going to be denied. Benedictine up the floor. Right side Nicholson gets grabbed and thrown to the floor because Sophie Sparks is not going to have it.
You want a recipe to get yourself in trouble in the third quarter of a game? And the Lady Ravens are going to do this, and I can say it now with the 0.5 seconds left. They hit three field goals in the third quarter. Now, you had a handful of free throws, but you're going to have to hit some more shots down the stretch if you're going to win this thing.
Well, and again, Evangel has scored, 24 in this quarter?
Yeah,
24 and a quarter. You're on 100-point pace. That's just a lot. Here's a free throw. Up and good for Kennedy Nicholson.
For Kennedy Nicholson, it's going to be her first point of the ball game. She'll have one more coming her way.
Half a second to go in the third. Benedictine looking to get to 40 points with this free throw. They will. And that will end the third. We'll be back here in the Nolan fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Coming up in again. Don't forget the men's contest on the way to begin at around 7:30. Might be a minute late, but not too much. After three here in Atchison, it is the Evangel Valor. 55, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 40.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Looking at the scoring from the third quarter in this women's game is Evangel has taken a 15-point lead into the fourth quarter, and they're being led by Micah Clayton. 7 at halftime, 8 in that third quarter alone. 15 points leading the way. Also double-digit scoring for Sophie Sparks. She is at 10 points. Guess they've got Roach with 7. And then everybody else has got 2, 3, 4 points. But they have had 11 players score in this game so far.
And for the Lady Ravens right now, they've got 7 players that have scored. 1 player in double figures. That's Jennifer Jacobs with her 14 points. 7 for Allie Kramer. 5 apiece for Josie Weiser, Riley Wade, and Aaliyah Raines. Been a 2-point evening for Twyla and 2 for Kennedy Nicholson.
A little while ago, we talked about how Benedictine is not shooting very well from the outside. I said they were 1 of 10, and that was really not good enough. It's gotten worse. Benedictine is now 1 of 13. They're hitting 7% from the outside. And this team, it's not the best 3-point shooting team in the nation, but it's a decent 3-point shooting team. It's a much better than a 7% kind of a team. Here's Benedictine with the basketball. The fourth quarter is underway. Lady Ravens trailing by a bunch. 3-point shot. Nicholson misses again. And now Benedictine falls to 1 of 14 at 3-point shooting.
Yeah, and the problem is down 15 with 10 minutes to go. You're going to need a few of those to fall in here in the fourth quarter.
No question about it. 9:20 to play in the game. Evangel, now coach is spreading them out a little bit. He's going to tell him, run a little time off the clock. And I think this is wise coaching with that kind of a lead. Here's a 3, launched and missed, rebounding it down, Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming up the court, and here is Kramer, her pass stolen away. Evangel coming back down the right side, into the lane, batted away by PC. The steal by Reigns. Here comes Benedictine back up the floor. Long cross-court pass to Kramer. 8:50 to go in the ballgame. Lady Ravens down 15. The pass into the lane. JJ off the glass and hits it. There's no defense for that shot.
Yeah, Jennifer Jacobs with half a dozen points in the third quarter picks up right there. She now has 16 points on the evening. And Coach Beverly, very smart. Tell his team, back it away, and then we'll start the offense somewhere under 15.
And
there you go, 15 and now starter.
You see what Benedictine has also done? They have done something that Coach, I think, does when nothing else is working. He's gone to the 2-3 zone. Oh, thank you. Is that mine? It looks tasty. Thank you. 8:15 to go in the game. Guess I dropped my sippy cup there.
I see this.
Lady Ravens with the ball, and now we're going to get a whistle off the ball.
Going to go against Micah Clayton. Clayton's going to pick up her first foul to go along with those 15 points. Micah working on that low block against Kennedy Nichols, or excuse me, against Jennifer Jacobs. Didn't want to give up the easy bucket. She said, I got fouls to give, and commits her first.
8:08 to play. They'll put the shot clock back to 20, and Benedictine will bring it in from their offensive baseline. Nicholson brings it over to the right side. Michaela Bauman is in. She'll feed it to Jacobs, and the wide-open eight-footer is good. Benedictine coming out with a little bit of an early run here in the fourth quarter, but, again, a huge hill to climb. Here's a three for Evangel. Buried it, Alexis Roach.
Lady Ravens have come in, scored 4 points, cut into it, but that three-pointer is going to push it right back to a 14-point lead.
58-44, 7:40 left. Roach in double figure scoring. She is the third Fowler player to get to double figures. 7:29 rolling along here. The feed is going to go down to Jacob. She's over to the left side. Halfway between the lane and the out of bounds. Now, her shot goes up. She gets fouled. And as quickly as that goes, Micah Clayton will have fouls number one and number two.
So, for the Lady Ravens, it's going to bring Jennifer Jacobs back to the free throw line. She's 2 of 2 tonight. She's got 18 points. And Coach Folsom's also going to bring up to the end of the bench Riley Wade, which tells me somewhere during these two free throws that she's going to come to the scores table.
Alexis Kaufman back into the game. Jazzy Kirby also coming back in for Evangel. 7:20 to go in the game. Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line, trailing it by a 58-44 mark. The free throw for Jacobs. Got it. Jennifer Jacobs. She has been, gosh, offensively, Gus, is she the bright spot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. Boom. Okay, how about this? She's starting the fourth quarter the exact same way she did the third quarter. She got 6 quick points, a couple buckets, a couple free throws, and then didn't score again. So now the Lady Ravens really need her to build on that. Now we're going to see an over and back. And here's the thing. The far side official's calling an over and back. The near side official said he was touched. He's going to get overruled, and then it's going to be a turnover for Evangel. So Benedictine with the ball at midcourt.
Lady Ravens back within a dozen. 7:11 to go in the ball game. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt with it. Kennedy out of Eisenhower High School comes out on top to Jacobs. A couple of Sedgwick County girls there for BC. The feed comes in the middle range. She'll bounce it off the side of her foot. Picked up it is by Evangel. The feed left. Fast break down the court. They'll jump it off on top. Thinking about the three. They're passing it up. Now the pass will come way out on top. Nearly lost over and back. Ravens defense. Look at Rain. There was a travel. No whistle there. 6:45 to go, and we're going to get a timeout, Evangel. Coach Beverly finding his team getting a little frustrated. It's what Benedictine has done, Gus. They're showing a little frustration and taking it out with increased defensive intensity. We're taking a break. 6:47 to go in the game. Evangel 58, Benedictine 46.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Lady Ravens are going to check back in and on the court. They will be going with Michaela Bauman, Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Rain. Evangel with the basketball over to the right side. Shot clock, single digits. Layup is going to be up and missed. Rebound tipped down, and Evangel controlling it down. We will have a turnover and an Evangel foul. And got the wheels coming off the Valor wagon just a little bit. They're going to call this one on Peyton Accord. That is her fourth foul tonight.
Coach,
can Evangel melt down this late in the game?
I like Coach Beverly. He's great.
He's going to get himself rung up here in about a second. You know that, right?
He's trying, but the official over there can't see that far and can't hear that well because he probably would have got rung up.
6:25 to go. Ravens with the basketball within a dozen. Reigns has it, plays off the double team, feeds it into the middle. Back over it goes to Jacobs. Here she is. Up and in for two more. Jennifer Jacobs continues to light it up for the Lady Ravens. They're back within 10.
What the Lady Ravens have done right now, they've realized that the three-point shot isn't falling, so they're feeding the ball underneath to Jennifer Jacobs. Understanding that they have 10 minutes, they can fight their way into it, but they've got to play great defense on the other end, and right now they're doing that so far.
Kramer getting set to come back in for Coach Chad Folsom and the Lady Ravens. 5:50 to go. Shot clock's at 8. Evangeline with the ball. Back to the wave of 6. They'll take it down the baseline. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Raven basketball. Benedictine is going to have it back in play. 5:46 to go. Bauman was coming out. And back in, Allie Kramer.
Now, Coach Beverly not going to be happy with that possession. It ended in a turnover and not even a shot on goal. But the one thing he can look forward to and think that it was a good possession, they ran that thing down to 3 seconds before they finally turned it over.
Riley Wade will bring the ball up court for Benedictine, take it across the timeline, hold up her dribble, looking for some help, gets it over on the right side, drains. Aaliyah has defenders front and back, goes back door, Kramer goes in, goes up, gets her two! Ravens back within 8! It's 58-50!
Allie Kramer with her first field goal since the first half. She has 9 points. And the Lady Ravens cutting into this thing. Down 8 with 5 to go.
Coach Beverly about to have a meltdown, but that will help because their little running shot is up and good for Alexis Kaufman, her 5th point of the game, making it 60-50.
That was interesting. The ball was rolling up towards the free throw line, and an Evangel player was going to pick it up and throw it out of bounds. Coach Beverly told her, get away from that ball. He wanted the extra 4 seconds to roll off the clock.
Here's BC right on the left side, and we're going to get another Evangel foul. This was on Jazzy Kirby for Evangel. Jazzy, the 5'8 sophomore from Republic, Missouri.
But for Evangel, they do still have 3 timeouts to work with. But the Lady Ravens, we've chronicled it throughout the game, they're down to 1 timeout.
I'm going to tell you a huge number that I'm looking at right now as I'm checking my book and my numbers. Benedictine has not committed a fourth quarter foul. Evangelist picked up 4. The Lady Ravens are going to be shooting free throws. Here's a 3 on its way. There it is! Kennedy Nicholson! Her first score of the night!
That was a huge bucket by Kennedy Nicholson to knock down that field goal. A big 3 that Benedictine has needed all night.
4 minutes and a half to play in the game. BC back to within 7. Evangel goes right side, leans in, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound stripped away. Kennedy Nicholson coming up with a loose basketball. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson brings it up. She's got it in front of Coach Folsom right at the end of the scorer's table. 4:05 to go. Evangel running a couple of subs up to the scorer's table. The 5'4" and 5'5" guards coming back in. Nicholson feeds over. JJ gets fouled. Can't get it to ball. She's coming to the free throw line.
That time she got behind Alexis Roach, and Roach reaches in and commits. But I've got for maybe her 2nd foul tonight. So 2 fouls on Roach to go along with her 10 points. It'll bring Jennifer Jacobs back to the free throw line. Tonight, she is 4 of 4 from the free throw line and put together a spectacular night. She's got 22 points.
We're down to 3:59 to go in the game, and Benedictine, who is down 17 points just a little bit ago, as the first free throw is going to be short, or back within 7. And a free throw here, Gus, makes it a 2-possession lead for Evangel. Looking it over, taking her time. It is up. That thing is ridiculously short.
You understand what's happening, right?
She's gassed.
She's just not got those legs right now. And she smiles, and she just kind of squats down and stretches out a little more. But, yeah, I mean, right now you're getting as much as you can out of Jennifer Jacobs.
Evangel down the court. Jump shot. No rebound. Pulled down by Riley. Wade will clear it down, and Kennedy Nicholson coming up the floor.
You got
to do a race into the forecourt.
You got to think that quick shot is not what Coach Beverly wanted.
Not for a minute. 3:40 still to play. Benedictine trailing by 7.
It's like throwing the football late in the ballgame up 2 touchdowns.
No, headed to the fullback, right? Here's another 3, Kennedy. That one will not go in, and that is a terrible air ball wide to the right. No iron.
So Evangel going to get the ball back. 3:29. Oh, there's just 3:29 left here in the ball game, and Evander with a 7-point lead, clinging to that 7-point lead.
BC is, tell you what, they've missed opportunities on a couple of last 2 trips up and down the court. 60-53, 3:15 to go. Driving in, a running shot. It's going to be up and in. Micah Clayton has come back into the game. Those are her first 4th quarter points, and she's at 17 tonight. Her team back up by 9. It's 62-53.
You know what Evangel isn't?
They're not disciplined. Like, yeah. I get it that that shot fell, but if it doesn't, like, you're starting to get yourself into trouble, and Coach Beverly's trying to slow him down. They're just not doing it.
Brains tries to feed it across the court. That was a bad idea. The outlet down the court. Two Evangel players, Benedictson, stopped at midcourt because Lady Ravens are exhausted.
Yeah, and that's the other thing with Coach Folsom only having one timeout. I mean, like, these players are playing this entire quarter.
Yeah, they've been playing the whole way. He's short on the bench anyway tonight with illness and injury.
Here's the deal. After this next possession, somewhere on the two-minute mark, you got to call your timeout.
Kramer will launch the three. It misses, and the rebound cleared away by Micah Clayton. So Benedictson made its run, and now they're kind of out of gas with 2:15 left. 64-53, Evangel back to the double-digit lead and in control of the basketball. And again, the depth that we've seen from Evangel, with 11 players scoring and more than that playing in the game. Now they're going to dribble it off on top. Nine on the shot clock.
Just not happy with this team right now.
Here's a big collision. Bodies on the floor. The three going to count? It is. Three more. Micah Clayton. She's been awesome. Two.
Yep.
Give her a two. That's 19 points. 66-53. BC will turn it over again. Nicholson loses it. The outlet to the other end. Ravens cannot match the speed of Sadie Chisholm. And the Ravens getting the doors blown off. Timeout. Minute and a half to go in the ball game. The score, Evangel 68, Benedictson 53.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. 2650.
Coming down the stretch in this game, because it has been Evangel. They're the team that has, you know, has played well in these late minutes of the game. Benedictson hasn't scored in the last 3 minutes. Evangel has scored on his last four possessions.
Yeah, Evangel's gotten some really timely steals late in this ballgame. You know, the other thing that I've been impressed with Coach Beverly, he's a young coach, what, second year, I believe?
Yeah.
He didn't call a timeout when Benedictson got that thing close. He wasn't going to bail out Benedictson and give them an easy timeout. He said, all right, we'll weather the storm, see what happens. And his team hit some big shots, a couple steals late. When we talk about this game tomorrow night on Sportsbook, and eventually Coach Folsom talks about this game, it's going to come back to too many turnovers tonight for the Lady Ravens.
Got a little fuss there, but a minute and a half to go. Ravens are going to come up the floor with the basketball. They trail by 15. Kramer will bring it up, kicks it over to the right side. Jacobs will have it at the top. Back over to the left to Rain. In the corner, Nicholson, does she have enough? Won't go in. Rebound tipped out again, and Evangel's going to save it down. Evangel's so active after the ball. They don't give up. They keep to chase on. Now they'll beat it over to the left side, and this shot will go up with less than a minute to play. Fowler with it on top. Micah Clayton over to Sophie. Here's Chisholm with it. She's right in front of the Evangel bench. Skip pass over to the left side to Coffin. Here's the feed underneath. And absolutely undefeated, wide open, Micah Clayton at 21 points. 70-53. We're in the last 50 seconds of the game. Evangel has come to town, Gus, and they've done what they've needed to do here today. Here's another three. Won't fall for Kennedy. And a rebound will result in a foul.
Hey, your geography is way better than mine.
Look out. You looked at blue eye. I didn't know where it was at. I never do. Still don't, by the way.
But my question is,
yeah,
did we annex Springfield?
Should we?
Well, I just, if they're going to the Kansas Conference,
yeah.
Didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I didn't know if Laura did something that I didn't hear about in the news.
You could generate some revenue from it. It'd be all good. Free throw for Jacobs will not go in. 43 seconds to play. One more shot coming up here for Benedictson and Jennifer Jacobs. She's now 4 of 7 at the free throw line tonight with 22 points. And that one is in. She's got 23. 70-54. Evangel will have to take a shot. about 12 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. Driving toward the baseline, Micah Clayton, she wants the shot. Hasn't gotten it yet. The feet to the baseline, falling away. It's up and no good. Jacobs clears it down. And here comes Kennedy Nicholson.
Blue Eye is in Stone County. And
not helping me yet.
It's set. Half the town in Arkansas, half the town in Missouri.
Here's a three for Josie Weiser. We've not seen Josie in a minute.
Yeah, Josie Weiser with a three-pointer right there. It's going to be her first three of the ballgame. She's got eight.
11 seconds to play. Evangel will not be shooting this again. Leading here by 13. Ravens are going to double the basketball. Out on top, it'll go to Clayton. Kicks it back over to the right side, and there's going to be a travel.
It's point two. You can't call it travel.
Yes, you
can.
I just saw it. I just watched it happen.
Right? Let's rephrase that.
And BC will be forced to inbound it. And Twyla, you just throw it out in the middle of the floor. It doesn't matter. Here we go. Final score tonight in the ladies' game. It's Evangel 70, Benedictine 57. We'll be back here in the NOLA to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and their game coming up here in just a little while on Care Radio, but goes to Benedict and Lady Ravens. They tied the game at 7. They never led at any moment in the game tonight. Down 7 at the end of the quarter, down 14 at halftime, down 15 after three quarters, trailed by as many as 17 in the game. Made a valiant effort late, but just ran out of gas.
Okay. How about this for a second half statistic?
All right.
How many free throws did Evangel shoot tonight?
Four. I got four.
Time for three. Okay.
They hit three of four.
I got them. Yeah. Well, we got them three of three. Okay.
Okay.
Benedictine in the second half, how many players hit multiple field goals in the second half? How many Benedictine Lady Ravens hit more than one field goal in the second half?
Two.
One.
Jennifer.
Jennifer Jacobs. Right. And I think that, you know, he got into it and the Lady Ravens really fighting back and playing well. But the problem is, she didn't have anything past Jennifer Jacobs tonight. And, you know, when you're looking for that offense, you got to have a little something extra. Jennifer had a great game, of course. 8 points at the half, finishes with 23. The problem was they just weren't getting enough scoring from anybody other than Jennifer Jacobs tonight. Taking a look at the scoring for both of these teams. First of all, for Evangel, we talked about 11 players getting the scoring column, led by Micah Clayton with her 21 points. It is a 12-point effort for Sophie Sparks coming off the bench. Alexis Roach in double figures with 10. It was a 7-point game for Sadie Chisholm, 5 for Alexis Cawthorn. It was 4 for Lexi Berry, 3 for Konar Patton, 2 apiece tonight for Jazzy Kirby, Sarah Luombo, 2 for Katie Gilbert, Peyton Accord got 2 way back in the first quarter. For the Lady Ravens tonight, 7 of players got into the scoring column. They were paced by Jennifer Jacobs. We just talked about it. 23 points. She led all scorers. Hey, thanks so much. She had 23 points tonight. Scoring drops off to Allie Kramer with her 9 points. Josie Weiser had 8. It was a five-point effort tonight for Aaliyah Raines and Riley Wade. Kennedy Nicholson had 5-2 for Twyla Carasquillo.
From Benedictine, their record's going to go down to 6-9. They're 3-6 in the conference. Evangel improved to 6-8 on the season and 5-4 in the heart. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Guys, teams, as I mentioned a moment ago, warming up out of the court, and it'll be men's college basketball coming up on Care Radio here before you know it. Anything else before we kick it out of here?
Won't be on time, but it'll be pretty close.
Going to be pretty close. Final score again in the ladies' contest. It was Evangel 70, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 57. We'll be back. But right now, we're going to put you in the capable hands of our men, Brandon and Neil, back in the K Radio Sports Studio. We'll be back here in the Nolan in about 15, 16 minutes.